Tov, everyone. We are in Simon Tov Tzadi after finishing the dinim of counting Siras HaOmer, which starts on the second night of Pesach. So we are finishing off the halachas of what to do the rest of Pesach in terms of tefillah, and more directly is talking about the Kriyas HaTorahs and things like this, and Halal and things like that. We're on page 194, Simon Tov Tzadi, Sif Aleph. Let's move through these dim. Biyom Beis. On the second day of Pesach, Korim Parshas Emor, Shoro, Kesef, Ad, Sofa, Inyan, mean the second day for Chutzlarts, for B'nai Chutzlarts, that's the Kriyas HaTorah, for B'nai Chutzlarts. So Mafter, Kore, Kamo, Biyom Rishon, you have the same Mafter. As we do all the days of Pesach, so we'll do the second day of Pesach, you have the same Mafter. Mafter, meaning the Haftorah, B'malachim, B'Pesach, D'Yoshiyahu, M'vayishlach, HaMelech, Ad, V'acharav, Lo, Kam, Kamo. Okay, so that is the denim of the Kriyas HaTorah for the second day of Pesach. Very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down and Sifkatan Beis Katuva Svarim. The Tov La'asos Biyom Beis Besuda is a Dover L'Zecher Sudas Esther. Okay, and the second day of Pesach you're supposed to add some type of food for Terezecher for the Suda of Esther. Why? She Biyom Ahu Nitla Haman. Because this is the day that Haman was hanged. Therefore, you should do something to Zecher, to the fact of Haman being hanged on the second day of Pesach Lechor. It doesn't matter if it's Yonta for you, like B'nai Chutzlarts, or it's not, it's Chol HaMoed, if you are B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Siv Beis. Yom Gimel, the third day of Pesach, Shu Chol HaMoed, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed for B'nai Chutzlarts, the second day of Chol HaMoed for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Ar visvis shachrisu mincha mispalu kedarko. You're gonna do your regular Shmona Esrei at Marv mincha and shachris. V'omer yalav yavo avoda. All you do is you add in yalav yavo chagamatzos is in the avoda. V'im lo amru machziru no. So if you forget to say yalav yavo, whether it's shachris, mincha, or Marv, even by Marv, you are going to go back. Mashen came by Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back and read yalav yavo at Marv because we're not mekadesh the Chodesh at Marv. Okay, at nighttime. However, during Chol HaMoed, there's no difference between Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha. You would have to repeat again. V'chein maskiru Berkas HaMazon. We also say Yalav Yavo in Berkas HaMazon. V'im lo Amro. But if you forget Yalav Yavo in Berkas HaMazon, ein machziru no so. Over here, you're not going to go back. What's the difference between davening and Berkas HaMazon? The Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sifkat and Gimel, didavka betfila. Only by tefillah do sagid lo yitpalo, because you are required to daven, you have a chiyuv to daven. V'kevich lo yitpalo karo yachzor. And therefore, since you didn't do mispal, like Chazal told you to daven, therefore they made you go back. The Hainu just explains a little bit what the halacha is about going back. This is only after you've taken your three steps back from your Shmoneh Esrei. Chozer l'rosh, you have to go back. V'im achlo siyam tefillah, if you have not taken your three steps back, if it's earlier in Shemoneh Esrei, Chozer l'Ritzei, you're just going to go back to Ritzei. Masha ain't came to Berkas HaMazon. This is all not like Berkas HaMazon b'Chol HaMoed. When you bench and Chol HaMoed, the ibay lo achel davar me'mechayim b'ri Berkas HaMazon shiyocho basar peres l'kein e'mechzir noto. Since you don't have a requirement to eat bread, and therefore you don't have a requirement to bench and Chol HaMoed. You could have basar peros and things like this on Chol HaMoed, and therefore you're not required to go back because you weren't required to bench in the first place. Masha ain't came by tefillah. Masha ain't came also on Yontif. If it's Yontif, and you're one of the two sudas that you're required to have on Yontif, then you wouldn't have to go back if you forget Yalav Yavo, just like a dieting, because over there you're required to have bread. Viter in the Mechaber, Uva Mosaf, and when we say Tfilas Mosaf and Chol HaMoed, Mitpala Kederach Shem Mitpala B'Mosaf, so Yontif is the same Tfilas Mosaf like on Yontif, because you have a Karma Mosaf and Chol HaMoed, just like you do it on Yontif. Ella, the difference is the Ramasa Shimeyela, Al Yadei Moshe Avdechem, Bikvadechang Omar, Omar V'Yiskrav Tem Ola, Adu Shnei Tvi Yodim Chal Kil Chasan, because those are the Karbonos of the day. Steve Gimel. No Agin Shabbat Yantav Omer as Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Ubechol HaMoed Shomer at Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. So the Mechaber holds there's a difference. On Yantav you say Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, and on Chol HaMoed you say as Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. However, says the Ramav, Anu Ein Honoigin Lomar Mikra Kodesh Klal, we don't say Mikra Kodesh at all. Lo B'Yantav, Lo B'Chol HaMoed, this is the middle of Yalav Yavo. We don't add these things at all. Only by the start, and there's going to be this Chilak L'Chora. They would have this Chilak between Yantav and Chol HaMoed. Siv Dal. So Siv Dalet, we get into the dinim of Chatzi Halal and the rest of Pesach. We all know that the first day and the second day for B'nai Chutzlarts, you say Halal Sholem. The rest of Pesach, including Shvi Shel Pesach, we only say a Chatzi Halal. This is based on a Gemara in Erchon. The Gemara in Erchon tells us in Daf Yud that you say only half Halal the rest of Pesach. What's the reason why on the rest of Pesach you say only half Halal? And on And Sukkos, you're going to say full hallel all of Sukkos. So the Chiluk says the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud is because Sukkos, which has a different korbanos every single day, it's like it's a different chag every day, and therefore you have a hallel shalom every day. Mash enkein Pesach, there's no Chiluk in korbanoseya. Right? We say it every day the same. Same korbanos every day, and therefore, once again, you have, so therefore there's no real difference between day 2 and day 3 and day 3 and day 4. Therefore, you're only going to say Chatzi Hallel the rest of Pesach. That's what the Gemara and Erchin says. The Beis Yosef, quoting the Shibboleth Leket, he brings down a different reason, maybe more of a foursome reason. He brings down over there, B'shem the Shibboleth Leket, saying that the Gemara, and the Medrash actually tells us that Maisa Tovim B'yam, Aratam Omrim Shira, when Bnei Yisrael is crossing the Yamsuf, okay, the Mitzvah were drowning in the Malachim, why didn't it say Shira? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you saying Shira for? Maisa Tovim B'yam, my creations are drowning in the Yamsuf, V'atam Omrim Shira, and you want to sing praises? Therefore, based on that, the Shibboleth Leket says, we are Mimayit in the Simcha. We also quote, he quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, Kaf Dalet Yud Zayin, V'nefil Oivecha Al Tismach, V'nefil Oivecha Al Tismach. We don't are happy when our enemies are falling. Okay? And therefore, based on that, that's why we say Chatzi Hallel. Okay, very interestingly, okay, there are those who, Rafershon very does not like this, and he thinks that it's something that we are supposed to be proud of when our enemies fall, and when it's talking about a Jewish enemy that falls, we're not supposed to be happy with. But that's the Shibboleth Leket, according to the Beis Yosef. There's not much you want me to do about it. That's what is quoted in the Beis Yosef. We'll soon see it's the Mishnah Berurah also. The Dalet, see, Kusiv Dalet says over here, in Shulchan Aruch, Kol Yom Shel Cholos Shel Moed, Ushnei Yomim Achronim Shel Yontif, Korin Ahalu B'dilu Gmo Barosh Chodesh. All the days of Chol Moed, and the last day or last 2 days for Bnei Chutzar to Yontif, you say Halo Bedili, you only say Chatzi Halo, just like we do on Rosh Chodesh. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzal, just to point out in Dibur Masal Bedilug, says Mishlo Amar Halo BeYontif Rishon BeMeshech Hayom, someone who does not say Halo on Yontif Rishon the whole day, Nirla Niastaiti Yomer Halo Shalom BeBracha BeEchad Meshar Yemei Amoid. If he didn't say Halo Shalom on the first day, so he can say Halo Shalom one of the other days. Kichol Moed Acher Chayev Halo. Even though it does not have different korbanos, since you didn't say Halal Shalom on the original korban, you could go ahead and say Halal Shalom because we have one day of real praise. And that you didn't do yet, therefore you'll be able to say Halal Shalom one of the other days. So that's what Moreno Rabbeinu adds in over here. What's the reason why we don't say full Halal? So then, very interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah chooses the Beis Yosef b'shem the Shibboleth Leket's reason more than the Gemara and Erchin's reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Zayin, Minei b'yom Shiva shel Pesach nitmu amitzrim, because the seventh day the Mitzrim drowned. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'asa Yaday Tovim b'yam v'atam amrim Shira l'fanai. You're going to go ahead and say Shira, no way. But now the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by a question that the Beis Yosef doesn't deal with. That's nice for the seventh day. That's when we have Kriyas Yamsuf. But why in Chol Hamoed? Chol Hamoed then say full Hallel. So he answers up. V'kevin shebezayin ein omrin otol alkein b'chol Hamoed gan kein el omrin otol. Since on the seventh day, which is Yontif, you don't say a full Hallel, we don't want to say more on Chol Hamoed than we do on Yontif. Shlo yeh adif miyontif acharon. We don't want to have Chol Hamoed be more adif than Yontif acharon. Therefore, that is why the Mishnah Berurah notes, Yosef b'shem the Shibboleth Leket, says we don't say. I'll add to you a very, very beautiful piece by the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron of Aaron Cutler adds in, and he wants to say, and this really makes shalom with everything we said. He wants to say, really, you need both answers. You need the Gemara and you need the Shibboleth Leket, and therefore the Shibboleth Leket is not arguing with the Gemara. The Gemara is not necessarily arguing with the Shibboleth Leket. Why do you need both answers? Because the Gemara's answer about Chiluk and Mekor Menosean, that works very nicely. Why we don't say full Hallel on Chol Hamoed? Why don't we say full Hallel on Chol Hamoed? Because there's nothing new. But comes Yom Zayin, Hallel is said for two reasons. Number one, a Yontif. So that's not Shaykh over here because there's nothing new in the Yontif. But there's also, we say Hallel on a Nes. And there was a Nes that occurred on the seventh day, and that is Kriyas Yamsuf. So we should be able to say Hallel Shalom just because of the Nes that happened, not because of the new Yontif, because of the Nes. And that, says the Shibboleth Leket, that we don't want to say Hallel Shalom on the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf because of Ma'isei Tovim B'yam V'atem Omrim Shira. So says Rav Aaron Cutler very beautifully that the two answers really go ahead. And then you don't have to get onto this Mishnah Berurah's answer of why you don't say also on Chol Hamoed. You have the Gemara in Erchin for Chol Hamoed. Okay, and you have the seventh day is the Shibboleth Leket B'shem the Beis Yosef. That's Rav Aaron Cutler's quote in the Mishnah Sirvi Aaron to answer up this problem of why we don't say Hallel Shalom all the days of Pesach, specifically on the seventh day.
Sif Hey.
Simen of Parshiyos Shol Shmoni Yemei Pesach Mishach. The Simen of the Parshiyos that we're going to say every day of Pesach, we are going to say a different Kriyas Torah. And Sukkot, you say the Korbanos of that day. There's no Korbanos of this day. It's the same Korbanos. So in Revi, we go over the proper Korbanos. And Vehi Kraftem, Kaela, V'chuli, V'chuli. But and what do you do for the rest of the Kriyas Torah? So these are the Kriyas Torah. Simen of Parshiyos Shol Shmoni Yemei Pesach Mishach Torah Kadesh Bikasva Pisal B'midbara Shalach Bukhr. Vizah Seder that represents the first word of the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah for each day. Vizah Seder lo yishtana. This is going to be the exact Seder all the days. Ki'im kishachal Pesach b'yom hay. Unless Pesach falls on Thursday, shebiyom gimel shu Shabbos. And the third day is going to be Shabbos. Kori re'eata umir alay shu psal. U'biyom alef beis gimel korin kadosh b'kasu b'midbara. You can work it out with your sedurim to see which parshios this is that we read on Pesach. Vav. B'chol yemei chol hamoed u'shnei yom tim achronim. All the days of chol hamoed. And the 2 days of yom tim achron, korin ha-revi b'sefer sheni, revi, at least on chol hamoed, it's going to read in a separate sefer Torah. B'karbonos ha-musafin shebe Pinchas, the karbonos musaf of Pinchas, all the karbonos of the chayim are all found in Parshas Pinchas. That's why you have, as the Gemara in Megillah tells you, Rosh Chodesh. Also, the kriyas for Rosh Chodesh is also Rosh Eichad Shechem is in Parshas Pinchas. U'matchil v'hikravtem, you start v'hikratam ad sof Pisgah, until So Pisgah, that we read every single day of Pesach over there. When do you say Kaddish? When does the Kaddish come over here? After the first Sefer Torah or after the second Sefer Torah? So says Mishnah Berurah, this is the klal gadol you always have of when you say the Chatzi Kaddish in Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon Yud. Kaya Cholamoid, ve'ein omrim Kaddish achar shekara Ravi. He's saying Kaya Cholamoid because the Ramah adds in the fourth Leah as opposed to Yantav, it's going to be the sixth Leah, it's going to be the Mafter. Okay, after the fourth Leah is going to be on Chol HaMoed, ve'en omri Kaddish adachar ha-shekar ravi, only say Kaddish after the fourth Leah, meaning after the reading of the second Sefer Torah, she'nif nishlam minyan akrim, because the Kaddish shalim, the Chatzi Kaddish, goes when you're done with the amount of Aliyahs you're supposed to have for that day. So therefore, on a weekday, we do it after the third Aliyah, because you have 3 Aliyahs. Chol HaMoed, you have to do it after 4 Aliyahs, you're supposed to have 4 Aliyahs. Yom Tov, you have 5 Aliyahs, you do it after 5 Aliyahs. And Yom Kippur, after 6 Aliyahs, and Shabbos, after 7 Aliyahs, unless you have Osafos. You're allowed to have Osafos on Shabbos, so you do it at the end of the Osafos. You do it before Mafter, generally, but over here, Mafter, or whatever you want to call it, if you want to call it Mafter, there's a 4th Aliyah, you need 4 Aliyahs on Chol HaMoed, so you only say Kaddish after the 4th Aliyah. Siv Zayin. Belel Yontav Acharon Mikadshin Aliyayin. Belel Yontav, on the last day, you're going to Mikadish on wine, meaning in Shul, you'll make Kiddush on wine. Ve'ein Omrim Zman, but we do not say Shachiyanu and Kiddush when the base Knesset or at home. We don't say Shachiyanu because, once again, it is nothing new over here. It's not a Yud Yontav, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Kodin Yud Gimel. Tainu Shachiyanu, She'enu Regel Bifnei Atzoko Shmini Atzeres Shal Chag. Shmini Atzeres is considered a new Chag. And therefore, you say Shachiyanu on the last day of Sukkot. Ma She'en Kain, the last day of Pesach is not considered a new Chag. It's just a Hemshech over of the rest of the Chag. And therefore, there's nothing new over here. And therefore, we don't say Shachiyanu on the last day of Pesach. V'omrim mitfilo b'kiddush zman chiruseinu k'mo yom tov rishon. You say the same nosach as you do in Pesach, zman chiruseinu in kiddush, and that is the minhag. And we'll finish off with Sivchas over here. It says Sivchas maftirin b'yom shvi v'yidaber David. You say Shiras David v'yidaber David and shvi. So Pesach, once again, we have Shiras Yam. So therefore, the haftar is Shiras David v'yom shvi od hayom b'nov la'amod. That's the haftarah for the last 8 day for B'nei Chutz La'aretz. Adkan for today. Have a good chat.